It's Randy Miles, and I'm excited because I have Mansa Musa on the phone from MoneySmartLife.org, and that means it's Take Control Tuesday. Mansa, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Randy, bringing news to the listeners today, the Federal Reserve Board of Governors is due to meet this month. Now, what's important about that is they're certain to raise interest rates at least 0.25% to battle inflation, and this means your credit card interest rate may increase for those who carry a monthly balance. So you want to make sure you check your statement and your apps monthly to look for increases, because 0.25% can mean a percentage point or more on your credit card interest rate, and they're already high.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what we can do personally to battle inflation. And these are just some tips, not all of them. But the first thing I would say is don't live on your credit card.
Yeah.
You know, especially for consumables like gas and food. You don't want to be paying interest on something your vehicle and body put into the waste stream a long time ago.
Exactly.
Now, the biggest impacts on families' budget when it comes to inflation is food and energy. So focus on those two, how you can save in those two areas. They're necessary to do, but look for areas where you can be more efficient. One thing is drive less, just period. You'll use less gas. Figure out ways that you can do that. Lower your thermostat at least 2 degrees. Turn it off in the spring, maybe a week earlier than normal. Raise it in the summer. Now, once again, we're not talking about to the level of discomfort. But once again, energy bills are going up, and you're going to want to not have to spend as much. Grow some of your food. That's something you can do. Even people in apartments can set up different things to grow some of their food. Eat less. That's certainly one way to cut food costs that most of us is probably within our ability to do.
Absolutely.
The next thing is be more intentional about your eating. Have a workable meal plan for tomorrow. Here's what I know, Randy, and I think everybody can agree with it. If I am fortunate enough to wake up tomorrow, I'm going to eat.
Absolutely.
So have a meal plan for tomorrow and execute that plan today. So I make my plan for tomorrow, and when I wake up this morning, I execute that plan. And then I have a plan for tomorrow. That keeps it simple. It doesn't have to get complex. But you've got to be more intentional about your eating.
Right.
The next thing is, there are seasons of feast and famine in the Bible. And in my opinion, inflation is a famine of money. Not enough money for the goods, right? Well, here's the good news. God will sustain you regardless of the season.
Mm.
And the Bible is replete that deliverance always comes out of famine.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how you do that. Expand your bandwidth for the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
And the way you do that is to give abundantly and up your obedience.
Yeah, yeah.
And the voice will come through clear. And you'll be delivered. That's what the word says. Lean on that in these times, and it'll carry you through.
Mm-hmm. That is a word from God and a word that I need to hear. I'm actually studying on the Holy Spirit right now. And, man, it just brought that completely home for me. Thank you so much, Mansa. You can find all of our inventory on TakeControlTuesday.com and also MoneySmartLife.org. I appreciate you, Mansa. Thanks.
Thank you.